This is Donald Harvey Marks. I'm going to give you an introduction to my full-length medical fiction, The Surrogate, by Dmitry Markov, which is my writer's name. Marina Bonacera, a young administrative nurse, realizes that her life as a sink lacks any deeper meaning. Prodded by a series of piercing comments, she considers having a child, knowing that the only man in her life is noncommittal and against fatherhood, she explores in vitro fertilization. In the very corporate world of IVF, Marina is stimulated to produce eggs, rapidly assign an anonymous sperm donor, and waits implantation. She soon discovers that not all of her fertilized eggs can be accounted for, leading her to a quest against corporate greed to locate these products of conception. Can her one passion protect her from her one obsession? The Surrogate is interpersonal medical fiction at its best and will appeal to anyone who has contact with medical professionals, nurses, office staff, paramedics, administrators, doctors, and most of all, patients will recognize all these characters, their bizarre actions, and perhaps relate to their sometimes irrational emotional behavior. You will be left wondering which parts are fiction, what actually occurred, and what the author left out. The Surrogate by Dmitry Markov. On the opening day of the annual Haven Arts Festival, Marina Bonacera, a trim and pretty 32-year-old nurse with a serious demeanor, stood patiently by her display of carefully selected oil paintings. From her vantage point in the exhibitor area, Marina, an amateur artist, could easily watch the occasional visitor who stopped by her exhibit or others nearby to look briefly and then pass on. This art show was the first of the fall season and a favorite of Marina's. It gave her the chance to luxuriate in the fresh October air for hours, something she rarely could do. It also afforded her opportunity to network with other amateur artists and was a means to meet new people. Those were skills she never had been particularly adept at, but ones that she desperately wanted to develop. Marina liked to think of herself as uncomplicated, but she had one passion and one obsession that she admitted to. She jokingly referred to paintings with oils as her passion, the outgrowth of favorable talent and years of training, which had been her hobby since mid-teens. Painting's solitary nature and non-competitiveness suited Marina very well. Her one obsession, on the other hand, was rarely discussed and even more rarely acknowledged, as it lay sequestered within the most painfully private area of her mind from where it could do her no harm. Marina had occupied her particular stall at the art fair in this medium-sized town in central New Jersey for several years. The tall wooden display frames in the community center parking lot stood like stands of a newly growing forest, and her own display frame tended by contrast to make her diminutive 5'2" height even more petite than she already perceived it to be. The 10 small paintings on display, impressionist oils of the local landscape she had carefully chosen, seemed to go appropriately with her height, flowery dress, and the simple brown ribbon she wore in her sandy-colored hair. Her soft, soothing, artistic style complemented her quiet, reflective personality in a very natural way, and the synchronicity centered her sense of place.